Let's live it up. 24 season. Let's give it up. Look how she's special.
Let's give it up for Jennifer Horn. Everybody, give it up for Jennifer.
Yay.
Let's give it up for Roberta Fasanelli. Yay. Let's give it up for Ken Gessler.
Yay.
Let's give it up for Rich McFadden. Yay. Even though he's not here. He's here in spirit. I'm just looking at some email back and forth from him. He can't stay away. I know he can't stay away. We're hoping that he's going to heal quickly on the mend. Is he? We'll have to think that all day. Whenever we come up with Rich's name or a thought about Rich, we think of health. All right, everybody. One, two, three. Health.
Health. Health.
Kind of like Uri and his message. So we have lots of things going on as usual. The most important stories of the day are here. News nuggets here and there. Some of them are not necessarily as important as others. I guess it depends on how you define important. For example, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, getting closer to her due date, Jennifer. More details are being released about the birth. She's going to go to a hospital in Paddington. How many people know London? Do you know the Paddington area of London?
I know Paddington Bear. Remember him?
Yes. Well, he came. Paddington Bear was at the station. That's where Paddington Bear was first sold. It's a section of London. It's not the best part of London, but it's not a bad part of London. This is the same hospital. The reason they're going there is because Diana gave birth to both of her sons at the hospital. According to sources, the palace has been meticulously planning media coverage. The first announcement will come after Kate has been admitted. The second will be at the birth. And the third will come after they find out whether it's a boy or a girl and how much it weighs. This seem a little silly to you? Seems a little silly to me. However, what do I know?
I think they should release smoke when the baby's born. Kind of like when there's a new pope, you know, we can have some smoke. White smoke if it's a girl, black smoke if it's a boy, you know, something like that.
Yeah? You think it's being overdone? Or what? Maybe the better question is, why, and I've asked this many times before, why are we so fascinated here in this country?
It is being overdone, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
It's the first time in how many years? I mean, how old is Prince Harry? I mean, the first time since we've had this royal family, anyway, had somebody new born into it that's going to get all this attention. This is a future king or queen.
Yeah. Well, why is there attention? Because the king and queen don't really have any power. They just have a lot of money.
Yeah, but there's still, it's still the position. It's still the fact that you're the king or the queen. It doesn't matter if you couldn't do boo, if you're a queen or a king of something. I mean, look at Queen Latifah.
Right. Well, speaking of that, how about Kim Kardashian's baby? What about that?
Poor child. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Was it true that J-Lo got $4 million for the first pictures of her baby?
Yeah.
So,
can be sure that momager, whatever they call her, the mom manager, Chris, will negotiate a big deal for Kim's baby, too.
Good. All about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Great. The National Enquirer reports, Roberta.
Must be true.
That Paula Deen, the celebrity chef, during a videotaped deposition, admitted to telling racist jokes and using the N-word regularly. So why is that a crime? She once enlisted black men to play slaves at a wedding.
Who hasn't done that a couple of times?
No, I mean,
not a crime, but stupid.
It is stupid.
Here, I don't know.
How do you sue somebody?
This is a disgruntled employee that's suing her.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, I don't consider myself to be a racist person, but I also have a really weird, evil sense of humor. And so I think that we are all guilty at some point of laughing at something, whether it's a racist joke, a sexist joke, something that could be offensive.
Correct.
Every little bit of comedy can be offensive to someone. And if you don't... I don't know. I'd be in trouble if people that I worked with wrote down every little dumb thing I said. I'd be in trouble, and I'm sure all of us would be. I know you would be, Doug, for sure.
Not me. Erase it from the tape.
Exactly. Destroy that. Have that destroyed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, I mean, everybody makes... I mean, it's just... I don't know.
Why has she been the... Why is it Paula Deen that has been so much the focus of so much ire? lately.
Well, I think of the celebrity chefs, aside from Rachel Ray, she's probably the most famous.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the only bad thing that you've heard about her, I think, is that, what's his face, that food critic guy, when she was heavier, called her fat and said she shouldn't cook with butter. But I think most people like Paula Deen. Paula Deen reminds me, I have a soft spot for her because she reminds me of my North Carolina grandmother. I mean, she's just the epitome of Southern. You know, and it, I don't know. I think she's likable.
We had her on the program once, and I was
impressed. Yes, you were not interested in talking to her at all.
I think I remember that.
I think that I was. I feel like
part of the problem is that she made a career out of making all of these very rich, fattening foods, and then it came out that she was diabetic and basically couldn't eat any of the things that she was making. Mm-hmm. So it made her out to seem like she was a big hypocrite, and I think that's why everybody has put a target on her.
Well, she does have big hips. So
she looks really good, though. She lost 30 pounds. She looks
on her
really
way to
good.
Being a big hypocrite. You got to have big hips, right?
I do.
Roberta, is that true or not?
I don't know.
My big hypocrites don't lie.
I don't know.
Big hips don't lie. London. Big hips don't lie. Big hips.
Wow.
Don't lie,
they don't lie. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Well, who says we have to be serious all the time? It's 13 past the hour. This is the I'm Missing the Morning Show.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. There's a poll that was conducted asking people for the worst role model for young girls and for young men. So let's go through the top 10. Jennifer, you can be the big voice announcer. Top 10 worst female role models.
I apologize in advance if I blow anybody's ears out. Ready?
Yes.
Number 10.
Taylor Momsen. Who's that?
She's one of those it girls that always looks like a vampire to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 9.
Heidi Montag. I kind of know who she is.
She's the one that's married to Spencer. She was on The Hills, and she's the one that did, like, those 300 plastic surgeries all in the same day, and she looks like a strange, non-expressionless Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8.
Kourtney Kardashian. What, only at number 8?
Well, that's the older sister, so maybe that's her. Number 7.
Keisha. Who's
Kesha.
Kesha.
She's a singer.
Good. Okay.
That's the one with the dollar bill sign in her name?
Yep. Yes. Okay. That's her. And she also is the one that takes glitter baths, which I kind of want to do someday.
Right.
What number are we at?
Number 6.
Number 6.
Rihanna.
Yes. I would put her higher up on the list.
I would have thought, too.
Because when you get beaten up and then go back to that guy, not a good example.
That's too smart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number 5.
Farrah Abraham.
Do you know who she is?
No.
She's the teen mom that released her.
Oh, right. She's a loser. Keep going.
Number 4.
Another loser. Amanda Bynes.
No.
Yeah.
Boy.
Didn't used to be. Number 3.
Kim Kardashian. We got her in this list. Number 3.
Number 2.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, boy. What a train wreck.
And dun-da-da-da!
Number one.
Hannah Montana.
Uh-huh.
Miley Cyrus. Is she dating Ashton Kutcher?
No, she's that's Mila Kunis. Oh. Miley Cyrus is engaged, it may be, to Liam Hemsworth, the guy from The Hunger Games.
Makes a lot of sense to be doing that at the age of 20. Smart. She's obviously very smart and taking her daddy's advice.
Daddy's right. Getting divorced, actually.
The worst male role models in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish. Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
And now, the lens of Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Melissa Etheridge a rocker? How would you describe?
Would you consider Snow White? Yes.
Would I consider Snow White what?
Would you consider Snow White?
Oh, is Snow White? Yes. I got it. I fell for that one. Nice job, Jennifer.
No problem.
Melissa Etheridge is a breast cancer survivor, and she has taken issue with everybody saying Angelina Jolie's choice to have a double mastectomy was a brave one. She said, quote, "I have to say I feel a bit differently. I have that gene mutation as well, and a preventative double mastectomy is not something I would believe in for myself." Let's see. She, I think, went through this in 2005. She said, quote, "I wouldn't call this a brave choice. I actually think it's the most fearful choice you can make when confronting anything with cancer. In fact, she thinks there are better ways to prevent cancer from occurring in your body." She said, quote, "My belief is that cancer comes from inside you, and so much of it has to do with the environment of your body. It's the stress that'll turn the gene on or not. I've been cancer-free for 9 years now, and looking back, I completely understand why I got it. There was so much acidity in everything. I really encourage people to go a lot longer and further before coming to the decision that Angelina Jolie did." So there were back and forths. I think she's clarified her comments some. She said she doesn't have any problem with it now in the latest posting here. But she says it wouldn't have been my choice. Okay. So now Brad Pitt is in on the act. He responded saying, let's see, what about, he was asked about the opinion, and he said that he hadn't heard about it. I don't know. Somebody just said that. But he said, "Melissa is an old friend of mine. I'm sure that we'll talk on the phone." She's a friend of Jennifer Aniston, so she performed at their wedding. So maybe this, is this being soft-pedaled or what? What's the... people say things.
Yeah.
So why is it that everybody's under a microscope? Okay, she said this.
And I understand what she's saying, that, you know, she's right. Your body...
Would you make the choice? I guess that's the question I'd ask you and Roberta. If you had the gene, would you have your breasts removed?
I would consider it if my mother died at 50, and if it, you know, if there were, I think her odds were 89% or 90%.
Yeah, I probably would.
I would consider it seriously.
Mm-hmm. And reconstruction surgery nowadays, I had a friend who had a mastectomy, and reconstruction surgery is amazing what they do.
I mean, she's got 1,200 kids,
right,
you know.
So here's, I'm going to ask something very indelicate here.
Uh-oh.
And I probably wouldn't ask
what
it.
Size would we get if we reconstructed?
No, that, not that indelicate.
But since you brought it up,
let's just say there wouldn't be A cups. No.
Well, But how do they, can they make them so they feel natural?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's
the,
what...
The touch. They feel the same. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Some of them. Mm. Some people like the fake feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't believe
that.
No, but
the friend who had it done, I mean, she showed me and I felt them and, you know, no, it was very natural.
All right. The rumor mill with regard, speaking of the wedding of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, there's this rumor mill, the suggestion that they didn't get together until after he divorced Jennifer Aniston. There's a new lawsuit out.
Who cares?
Let's see here. Angelina Jolie's stud double, Eunice Hufford, is suing Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation over wiretapping. In her suit, she reveals that they checked into a hotel as a married couple while doing promotion for the movie, and they weren't. And that does that come around?
Of course they had an affair.
Who picks this stuff up? Of course they do.
And who fell off the turnip truck that thinks they didn't? Come on.
Right. Well, you have turnip trucks out there, too?
I actually grew turnips last year.
Wow.
They're delicious.
Perfect, yeah. Mm-hmm. 28 after on Good Day.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding a child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Stories that people are talking about today and this week on the Good Day program, courtesy of the mind and mouth of Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli here with me, the passing of James Gandolfini, certainly something that people are talking about. The fellow who is the host of The Bachelorette has an app. You can get that story. This is a dating app. I don't know enough about apps, so I don't know that I would use it myself. But it's probably something. Is it aimed at younger people, do we think, Jennifer?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Kenny? Yeah. All right. So what age would be using it? The people that would watch The Bachelorette?
I'd say probably 20s? Most specifically 20s, maybe some 30s. But I bet you people in their 20s would use this.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Kenny, what's trending on our Facebook pages, facebook.com/goodday, and Twitter, and basically in social media on Good Day. There are a lot of people obviously talking about Gandolfini, and that'll continue through the week. But we've posed a number. There's always three or four things floating around on the Good Day social media. What is the latest? Who is zooming whom? That's the right way to ask that question, by the way.
Facebook is zooming everybody. Facebook has made a slight change in the way you view messages from your friends and from shows and bands and companies and other things that you like. And there are now some hoops that you have to jump through in the settings to be able to make sure that you're seeing what you want to see. So I posted a note on our Facebook page so you can figure out how to do that to make sure that you see what you want to see. They've changed a couple things and decided maybe you don't want to see all the posts from the Good Day Show every day or from your friends. I had to.
So is this a choice that you can make, or is this mandatory?
Yes. It's a choice that they have made. First, it was something simple where you just had to check something that said show in newsfeed so that you would get these things shown in your newsfeed, but now you also have to go through settings and then you pick if you want to see only important updates, most updates, or all updates. And I don't know how they decide which ones are the important ones, but
how do you unjoin a group? By the way,
unjoin? Is that like unchain my heart?
Because I cannot get out of this group. I had a coworker that set me up in a group called Tongue Tie Baby Support Group.
What?
There's this new thing. We all survived. Everybody on the show, I think, survived. Do you guys have a tongue tie or a lip tie? Do you know what those are? That little piece of skin that's underneath your tongue that connects your tongue to your mouth, or that little piece of skin that connects your upper lip to your gum. Do you have that?
No.
I have both.
Yes.
No. You can have none, you can have one, or you can have both. I have both. And apparently it's bad. And so now when babies are born and they have tongue ties or lip ties, they go through a surgery that cuts the tie. Mm. And so I didn't know about this. And my coworker saw that I had a tongue tie and said, you may want to try to get that removed. That's probably why you have so much stress in your jaw and your shoulders, because it holds your tongue in and it adds stress to your face. And you may want to get that removed. So he added me to this group. And every day, the first thing I see in the morning is some picture of a baby with its tongue tie sticking out at me. It's terrible. It's gross.
That's awful.
Okay, it's really easy. You go to the group page,
yeah,
and right next to notifications, there's a little thing that looks like a gear. You click on that, and the bottom, and it opens a drop-down menu. The bottom thing says leave group.
I'm going to do it right now.
Like unsubscribe.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah,
sort of like
exactly.
An unsubscribe kind of thing. Okay. All right, so there's that. In a moment, we're going to get to the worst male role models of young men. We went through the list of the worst female role models. Plus, we also have the story of Joe Torre's daughter who saved the life of a baby. Story behind that story in a moment. This is Good Day at 22 before the hour.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to put more money towards fun in the sun than by shopping smarter? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer's about relaxing, enjoying the warm weather, and spending time with family and friends. But can you do all that and still save money? Michelle Murray from MoneySavingMadness.com.
From backyard basics and entertaining essentials to fresh fruits and vegetables and specialty cheeses, I shop at Aldi because it has everything I need to stay party ready all summer long. And I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocery stores.
What are your tips to keep summer more enjoyable and affordable?
You can beat the heat on hot summer days by adding a twist, like fresh fruits to refreshing drinks. Keep a variety of meats on hand, from beef to salmon to turkey, to keep your grill busy the entire season. And my number one tip for a successful summer is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more information, visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-731-SITE. That's 1-855-731-SITE. 1-855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Very calming, soothing voice. Wasn't that nice?
Mm.
Wow. Thank you, sir, very much for that.
helpful bit of information. And now on with the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
With Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler,
Yay!
All right, so I went through the list of the worst female role models. Quickly going back, Taylor Momsen, Heidi Montag, the two Kardashian sisters, Kesha. Impressed that I remembered how to pronounce that.
Kesha.
Oh, yes. That's close. Rihanna, Farrah Abraham, Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, and Miley Cyrus. So, let us turn to the worst male role models for young men. And with the same adroitness, let me have the big-voiced lady announcer counting down from number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
Bruce Jenner.
Number 9.
Jay-Z.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 8.
Mel Gibson.
Number 7.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number 6.
Lance Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Number 5.
Charlie Sheen.
I don't know why I started talking like this.
You're very effective. Keep going.
Number 4.
Lil Wayne.
Lil. Oh. Number 3.
Justin Bieber. That's a worm.
Lil 2.
Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. He's be number 1. And number 1.
Chris Brown.
Yes. You know, it's nice that we don't spare any expense on our sound effects around here.
Well, you said you wanted to be the big
voice. I
could have had the big voice announcer.
No,
Michael,
I like it.
Let's compare and contrast Jennifer's voice to the big voice announcer who counts down from number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
Yeah, all right, you do that. Go ahead.
Number 10. I don't want to do it like that. I like to do it like
number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number
8.
Number
8.
Number 8.
Number 7.
Number 7. Brother.
Number 6.
Number 6. Why does he sound like Hulk Hogan? Why do I sound like Hulk Hogan?
Number 5.
Number 5.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Number 3.
Number 3.
Number 2.
Number 3.
Here's where the real difference is.
Number 1.
Number 1.
He doesn't do what I do, though, which is dun 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 dun. Number 1. He doesn't do that.
Remember that Beatles song?
How jazzy.
There was a Beatles song. It was number 9. Number 9. Number 9. What was that, Ken? You should remember that.
It was the Revolution 9, the one that was backwards on the way
number
out.
Number 9? Number 9?
Bueller.
The wheels are off.
Bueller.
Oh, shit.
Number 9.
I'm glad I brought another step up. All right. Let's keep going here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm going to keep moving away from this anyway. Joe Torre's daughter.
Number 7.
44-year-old daughter. Saved the life of a baby.
Nice.
The other day, catching him when he fell from a Brooklyn building.
Wow.
Christina
Who dropped
Torre,
their baby out the window?
I think that probably is the crux of the story. That doesn't seem to be part of the story, however. She's the story.
It's raining babies.
You don't even know what the baby's name is from looking at this story. She was having a coffee break in a coffee cupcake shop. And the man rushed in, told people to call 911. She made the call and went outside watching the child moving into position to make the catch if the child fell. I quickly got up, looked. There was a baby kind of straddling the fire escape between the second and the third floor.
Goodness.
All of a sudden, the baby slipped and it was dangling, holding on with its hands. Baby couldn't hold on, hit an awning as he fell into Christina Torre's hands. What a movie set that would make.
Good for her for trying to save it, though. Everybody else is probably just panicking.
Yeah. I mean, who has the presence of, this is it, the presence of mind to react to situations like that. Very, very important and very, very difficult. And it's a task that is not easily done. Most people do not have the wherewithal. They don't think on their feet that well. And I don't know whether it's a sign of the times. But do you think that people, in essence, do you think people really are that conscious? There's something, people just don't react anymore quickly. And
right. Well, I think everybody's first instinct now is to take out a video camera, take out their cell phone and start videoing something instead of trying to help.
Yeah.
But you know what? Don't worry, Doug. If you were dangling from a fire escape, I would position myself to try to catch you.
Would you really?
I would.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
I don't know if I could catch you. My eyesight's not very good. Try though.
It would be the it's the thought that counts, even if I don't make it.
Oops.
Thanks. Yeah, right. Sorry, Doug.
I tried.
Last night I was putting I had to put some feed into the feedlot on the farm, and it was dark. And so I was rushing because I didn't want the cows to come out. And I hit myself in the head with a steel gate.
You need to not do that. You keep hitting yourself.
And I haven't had any damage this year so far. But it was just, and I was so annoyed at myself. I swore, and then I started to laugh. I'm swearing at myself for doing something stupid because I was in a hurry.
What a concussion does to you. Mixes up your emotions.
I don't think I had that. Stan Lee. Not Stanley, but Stan Lee. He's the person responsible for Superman, is he not?
Yes.
Stan Lee created...
Not Superman?
He's Marvel Comics.
Marvel Comics.
Spider-Man, the Avengers.
Okay. Yeah. All right, got to make sure. X-Men, those guys.
Right.
Has made a line of colognes so that you can smell...
Oh, like a comic book nerd? Perfect.
Well, apparently you smell like Spider-Man, whatever he's supposed to smell like. What does Spider-Man smell like?
I don't know.
Number two.
Very good, Michael.
48 past.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Fact. According to Comscore, 90% of shoppers search online first for local businesses. Fact. 82% follow up that search with an in-store visit or phone call. Fact. You're losing customers every day you don't have a strong website. The fact is, you need Web.com. The experts at Web.com will build your website for free, plus promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Call Web.com and get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Plus, Web.com can get your website up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. Call 855-730-SITE. 855-730-SITE, 855-730-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game!
Yeah!
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
So we have, as a focus on television, Jennifer hasn't been here for a couple of days, so I want her to give us a fresh update and an outlook on the summer season, but also underscoring what we were talking about before. If you haven't heard, this Chris Harrison, who hosts both The Bachelor and Bachelorette, has created a new dating app.
Pretty smart on his part.
At First Sight. Yes, mm-hmm. It seems to be. And so you can get the story, see the video of the day, the background info, and take the poll deciding whether or not. How many people do you think listening to us are actually single? What percentage of the audience? If you go by the fact this is...
I would say 37%.
37%? I think that's low. I think the audience...
57%.
Well, yeah, maybe. Somewhere in the 50s, I'm going to bet. I would bet. So this is something that a lot of you can use, so check it out at DougStephan.com. All right, so Jen, what sort of television news do you have for us today?
Well, I always got to start a TV report with some Charlie Sheen news, Dougie.
Yes.
That's always fun. Charlie Sheen has reportedly fired Selma Blair, his co-star on Anger Management, mm-hmm. because he said he would refuse to come to the set and he would refuse to shoot if she was around. Right. This all started because she was upset with him, and she was talking to people about the fact that he's always late, he's got a poor work ethic, and apparently Charlie Sheen did not like those complaints, thought she was out of line, and now he said to everyone that he's fired her. She is being a class act. She's actually not talking about this publicly. She's had a lot of people talk to her on Twitter about it, and she's just responded saying, I thank you for the support and love. Good night, dear followers. Life is good. Instead of having to do a public war with them, which I think is smart, because anytime you go up against Charlie Sheen publicly, he's going to rip you and tear you up one side and down the other. Mm-hmm. A show that I like a lot is Nashville on ABC. And part of the reason it was so authentic is that it had the music producer T-Bone Burnett as part of the staff. And he's now decided he's leaving the show, although not really. He's leaving it in his career, but he's still married to the show's creator, Callie Corey. And he's... I'm sure going to help her out, but he's going to be gone working on some other projects. His number two will be taking over. Liv Tyler also made an announcement. She's going to join Justin Theroux in the HBO drama The Leftovers. And then NBC is doing something kind of interesting. They're working with Valerie Harper on a documentary about her terminal brain cancer. She's given NBC full access to her life, to her husband's life, and to their daughter. The program doesn't have a scheduled air date, but it will be shown in prime time.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Ain't that sweet?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm looking at some of the other things that are going on, all of the gossip on the E! Channel, like Denise Richards, you were talking about Charlie Sheen a minute ago.
She still has his kid.
Yeah, she's the main caregiver
to
those two sons, Bob and Max, of the twins. They have been taken away from Brooke Mueller. That's right, but it's not Mueller, it's Mueller.
Mueller.
Yeah, she's got a real bad drug habit. And so apparently Brooke is terrified of losing legal custody because she'll lose the $55,000 a month that Charlie pays. Isn't that, I don't really give a damn about my kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose the $55,000.
Don't want to lose that money. Absolutely.
No.
Those poor kids. Yeah. They have an uphill battle
How does anybody live a normal life? As you grow in that circumstance, look at these kids, these Jackson kids, and the things that are going on with them, and wondering out loud, as I think a lot of people are, you know, what in the world kind of a life are they going to be able to lead, given where they came from? You know, the Kardashian.
A lot of money and not a lot of guidance.
Yeah. The Kardashian children, you got to wonder, there's one now, but what's going to become of that? It's a girl, I think, isn't it?
Kim Kardashian has a girl with Kanye West, but then Kourtney Kardashian has a girl and a boy with Scott Disick.
Yeah, he's nothing but ego. Pure.
Which one? Because I think that counts for both of them.
Well, I don't know. I like one of the things I like about what Obama said about Kanye West, he's just a jackass.
Yeah.
That was after the Taylor Swift thing. And she got him pretty good. Did we talk about that on Monday?
We did. She tweeted talking about how Beyonce's childbirth was better than Kim Kardashian's, which is kind of funny. Although she deleted that tweet after it was up for a few hours.
Mm-hmm. The Amanda Bynes, the Amanda Bynes, and I don't put anything else in, the story or the story.
It's an ongoing saga, I think, is what you're referring to.
Is it all basically on Twitter?
Yeah, most of her craziness is coming out on Twitter, but then she's also getting in trouble with the police, and she's showing up in malls and yelling at people for taking her picture and those kind of things. So mostly her crazy is coming out on Twitter, but it's seeping into other areas, too.
Mm-hmm. You look at all of this stuff and just wonder, who's got time?
Yeah.
I think this was a good piece of gossip, though. Rupert Murdoch has filed for divorce from his wife, Wendy. She's 44 and he's 82.
Yeah. It was surprising that they broke up.
Yeah.
Well, a good piece of news here, though, Roberta, is that Neil Patrick Harris, after he leaves the show at the end of the year, How I Met Your Mother, is going to Broadway.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be starring as a transgender rock star.
Well, half of that.
And Hedwig and the Angry Itch.
Really? So I didn't realize that show was going on. It's got one more season? And
yeah, it ends at the end of the next season, yeah.
All right, thank you for your thoroughness. Jennifer Horn reporting on the Doug Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.